In the annals of climate change, there's a story that stands out. It's about a hobby that created a scientific legacy. Leonard Apongaluk has a master's in the traditional ways of his ancestors on the Bering Sea's remote St. Lawrence Island. He, like other native hunters, noticed the climate was changing, but he went further. He started writing his observations down. As part of our week-long series on climate change, Johanna Yurick has more.
Leonard Apongaluk has more than two decades of daily records of weather, wind, ice, currents, and wildlife in notebooks. He grew up in Gamble, trained by elders to hunt walruses, seals, and whales. Understanding the weather and environment are crucial.
Daily, we walk down to the beach bank where we get to observe the ice. How is the ice and the animals affected by the weather?
When he grew up in the 40s, seasons were predictable. Every fall and October, the polar ice pack would arrive with huge multi-year ice streaming out of the Bering Strait to surround St. Lawrence Island, bringing with it walruses, seals, and polar bears. The ice would stay till July or August.
Those were on schedule every year. The seasons didn't change back in those days. They were very consistent.
It's been decades since Leonard Apongaluk has seen those icebergs. Even this winter, which felt like those a long time ago, did not bring them. Instead, most years, ice is gone much earlier and comes back later. Winters have been warmer with only local ice, and not much of that. There are years with open water near the island.
Now, our conditions are unpredictable. We get these freak storms that come into our area. Winds are higher, more inclement weather. It disrupts our planning.
Over 20 years ago, Apongaluk started writing down his observations. It was a way to help him decide when to hunt. The notebooks go way beyond temperatures, wind, and ice cover. They include wildlife observations and are a detailed view of a world changing. They are the largest baseline of data set of its kind in the Arctic. Igor Krupnik with the Smithsonian Institution saw the value. He worked with Apongaluk to write a book based on observations from native hunters. Changes Apongaluk recorded include the first time whales stayed in the open water near the island during the winter instead of going further south, polar bears coming on shore instead of following the ice, and storms so violent one broke up the ice, driving ice seals onto shore.
When the ice got crushed, waves got bigger. All this ice pounding with, you know, each other, and the seals that lived there, they had to scramble for their lives. A lot of them came to the shore, and some of our people hunting them, they started to go out over the ice despite the danger, and I was hoping they would make it out. That was one thing that, where I saw the seal in danger in his own environment, where the animals fought for their lives.
None of this would have been conceivable when he was a boy, but this is the reality today on St. Lawrence Island for younger hunters like Perry Pangawi. To help them hunt, his generation accesses satellite images.
This gives us a bird's eye view of where the ice is.
New technology coupled with eons of traditional knowledge helps safeguard these hunters during rapidly changing times. But pressures are increasing, amplified by fuel costs climbing with no end in sight.
Failure is not an option. We have to get that food. We need that food. It gets to be stressful sometimes, especially when we come home with nothing.
Climatic changes coupled with rising costs are things Pangawi calculates on every hunt. I'm Johanna Yurick.